I'm pleased to be speaking today with Matt Carter, founding pastor of Austin Stone Community Church, about his upcoming book with NFL quarterback Colt McCoy. Hi, Matt. It's good to connect with you.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
Now, Colt has done a sports bio, and Matt, you've written for church leaders. But what brought you guys together to write The Real Win?
Well, Colt and I met each other about 5 years ago. He was a student at the University of Texas and was attending my church here in Austin, and we met each other just through the church, and his senior year in college there, we became I really mentored him and during his senior year, and through the mentorship we became friends, and then he and I have just been close over the last few years together through his NFL career. And we thought, how amazing would it be for us to get together, a pastor of a larger church and a quarterback in the National Football League, and come together and talk to men about not only what the biblical definition of success is, but how God has shown us that through really a lot of our failures in life, and how he's really been changing that definition of success.
Now, you write about how men are hardwired to win, but that powerful drive seems to get a lot of men in trouble, even Christian men. Now, how do you address that in the book?
Well, really, the book is about what is success. And I think so many guys, and we use the term real win because most men are driven. Most men have a desire to succeed in life. But what we're realizing is that a lot of us have the wrong definition of what success is. And so we want to win, but we want to have the right win. We want to have the real win, as the book is titled. And so we go to the scriptures, we go to our life stories, and we talk about and we describe how success is not so much how the world defines it. Success is not so much winning in business or in our career or even on the sports field, but winning, according to the scriptures, is defined by faithfulness. Faithfulness to God, faithfulness to our wives, faithfulness to our families. And so it's a book about faithfulness. It's a book about winning according to God's definition of success.
So what exactly is the real win, and what's the benefit to men who shape their lives around it?
Well, the book really unpacks, one of the subjects that the book unpacks is the subject of idolatry. And that's, we hear that, a lot of us don't know what that means, but a lot of us hear that word and think, man, that's kind of an Old Testament, outdated word. But really, idolatry is whenever you're pursuing something more or to a greater degree than what you were created to pursue. And so the book really unpacks us pursuing the things in life that satisfy us pursuing the things in life that really matter, us pursuing the things in life that matter most, and again, being faithful according to the biblical definition.
Now, what kind of man do you think will most enjoy and most benefit from reading your book?
Well, man, I hope all of them. You know, we were talking to the publisher, and one of the things that he said is so many men just buy one or two books a year, and we hope that this book is one of them. But I think there's a couple of groups of men that we think would benefit from this book. The first is the man that's asking the question, am I successful in life, and what does success look like for me, and understanding that God can use us and God can work in us in our successes and in our failures, and again, teaching us to be faithful men more than anything else. I also think it'd be great for single men. I think men that are not married, men that are not yet fathers, being able to look at Colt's life, who's a newly married young man, and myself, who's been married for a while and raising a family, about what it looks like to be a man that's succeeding in the arena of marriage and in fatherhood. I also think it's there's kind of a subsection of the book that I think will be powerful for a lot of men, and that's we go into a lot about what it looks like to win the heart of our wives. I tell a story in the book about a rough patch I went through in my marriage for several years, and just how I went on a journey to pursue and to win my wife's heart, and what that looked like. And just the book is very practical. It gives a lot of very real life practical how-tos on some of the principles that we talk about in the book.
Now, finally, Matt, since we know that women are important buyers of books for their husbands and boyfriends, what will a woman find in your book that will make her want to pass it along to her man?
Well, first of all, I'm excited about this book for single women. And when I preached sermon series. I did a sermon series that the book is based off at our church. One of the greatest demographics that we had response from was single women. And what we heard from them was them saying, look, this was amazing for us because we were able to understand now what we're looking for in a husband and what is a godly, faithful man supposed to look like. And so I'm excited for them, this book, getting in the hands of single women, but also for women to help support their husbands, to help point them to the real win, if you will, the real definition of biblical success. And I think it would be a great gift for fathers. I think it would be a great gift for husbands, and would be an encouragement to any man who picked up the book.
I've been speaking today with Matt Carter, founding pastor of Austin Stone Community Church, about his upcoming book with NFL quarterback Matt McCoy, titled The Real Win. Matt, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.